Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Frazier. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vic Frazier. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The second baseman, Marv Olson. Batting third. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Connolly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Boehner. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Larry Boehner. And now, play ball. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Olson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kress. Wurstler moves to third. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier bunts towards the mound. Boerner fields it and throws to first for the out. Grubb moves to second. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 1 in the game. Funk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Larry Boerner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boerner hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Olson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill, who is chasing the ball. Olson reaches third base with a triple. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Olson scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Kress moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a line drive towards short. Appling catches it and throws to first to double up Alexander. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 1 in the game. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Grubb hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0-for-0 in the game. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-2 in the game. Funk hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Connolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Boerner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boerner is 0-for-1 in the game. Boerner bunts towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. Connolly moves to second. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Connolly moves to third. Two outs. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Olson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Olson reaches second base with a double. Connolly scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a pop-up towards short. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-2 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Seeds reaches second base with a double. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Seeds scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Blue hits a line drive towards third. McManus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Jolly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Alexander hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Funk. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 2 in the game. Wurstler hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Connolly takes first base on ball 4. Alexander moves to third. McManus moves to second. Larry Boerner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boerner is 0 for 1 in the game. Boerner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Vic Frazier. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. Grubb moves to second. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 3 in the game. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Boerner covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Faber now pitching. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Seeds hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sad Sam Jones pinch runs for Bob Fothergill. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Connolly and he is safe. Jones steals second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Blue hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Olsen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp now playing left field. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-3 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Connolly and he is out, Olsen applying the tag. One out. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Grube strikes out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber takes first base on ball 4. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-4 in the game. Funk bunts towards third. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Faber moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Faber moves to third. There goes Funk trying to get to second. Jolly throws the ball into McManus who relays the ball to Olsen who tags Funk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-3 in the game. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Connolly strikes out. Two outs. Larry Boerner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boerner is 0-for-2 in the game. Boerner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus juggles the ball. That's an error on McManus. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks, Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 4 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a line drive into left field. Jolly picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jolly. Appling moves to second. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Connolly. Appling moves to third. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Grubb strikes out. One out. Kerry Self pinch hits for Red Faber. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self strikes out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Appling scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson, who is chasing the ball. Hayes reaches third base with a triple. Funk goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, White Sox. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Seeds takes first base on ball 4. Ed Durham now pitching. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons now pitching. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 4 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, McManus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.